The Arizona Department of Water Resources recently issued a reminder of sorts to farmers and community gardeners in the valley that they could be in violation of the Groundwater Management Act of 1980. That law is often credited with helping the state prepare for and deal with its current drought. Under the act, new irrigated farms in certain parts of the state cannot be bigger than 2 acres. For more on this, I'm joined by Tom Bouchotsky, director of the Arizona Department of Water Resources. And Tom, what prompted your agency to put this out?
So we occasionally see newspaper articles and such about the community gardens, these urban gardens going in various places. And we just wanted to have an attempt to help educate folks about what the potential restrictions are for those specific community gardens. And under the Groundwater Code of 1980, irrigation is defined as 2 acres of or more of growing anything for sale or human consumption. And so these things, if they are 2 acres or more in size, unless they have an exemption, would really be outside of what's allowed under the Groundwater Code.
Are there a lot of community gardens or urban farms in these active management areas that you think might be running afoul of the Groundwater Management Act?
I really don't think that it is a huge problem in terms of the volume or the number of acres in total. But again, I think it behooves us during this drought period that we get people to understand that there are some restrictions out there potentially. And I hate to do it after the fact, where they've already created and put the effort into creating one of these community gardens. I think, again, it's better to get it out in the open that there's these restrictions before they put all that effort into creating these things.
How do you go about finding if there is a garden or a farm that's in violation? I mean, do you have inspectors? Does ADWR have inspectors that go out looking for these sorts of things or checking them out if they get a tip?
So, I mean, we're not actively driving around looking for these things, but again, if we become aware of one, then we would maybe look into it a little bit.
Has this been an issue in the past?
You know, I think this has cropped over the last couple of years. And if you look at climate change adaptation protocols, these community gardens are one of the methodologies that are touted as part of those protocols, i.e. growing your food more locally, reducing the carbon footprint of transporting the food, you know, having the green stuff in city landscapes. So I've been aware of that as a protocol under some of those functions for a good 12 or 13 years.
Yeah, this does kind of seem to pit two ideas against each other, which is the idea of water conservation and following established water law with the desire to grow your own food and have locally sourced produce, basically.
Yeah, I agree with you. It does pit different policies potentially against one another. But again, the ban on irrigation above 2 acres was a key component of the Groundwater Code, which was counting on existing agriculture going away through pretty much market forces and the resultant water savings that was going to create it. And that's why they had a pretty strict prohibition in that law against irrigating new acres, because then you wouldn't get that concomitant reduction in water use that you were looking for back when they put the Groundwater Code together in 1980.
Tom Bouchotsky is director of the Arizona Department of Water Resources. To get a sense of what kind of impact this guidance might have on Valley farmers and gardeners, I headed out to a Phoenix farm.
My name is Greg Peterson. I live at a place called the Urban Farm, and the Urban Farm is a third of an acre in north central Phoenix, and I have converted this third of an acre into an edible landscape.
Peterson's front yard is lined with fruit trees. He says there are more than 80 of them on the property. Standing just a few steps from a bed where he's growing kale, chard, and other veggies, I asked him what he makes of the note from the State Water Resources Department.
Mostly the projects, in fact, pretty much completely the projects that I'm working on are small. So they fit nicely under that 2 acre piece. In fact, most of them are 10,000 square feet or less. So that's what, a quarter of an acre or so. So mostly it doesn't impact the work that I'm doing and the work that we're doing here. And I think a lot of the bigger farms are grandfathered in on their flood irrigation rights.
Well, given, as you say, that in your mind, a lot of the projects that you're working on and probably a lot of the projects other folks are working on are less than 2 acres. It sounds like maybe you don't think this is such a big deal.
I don't see it impacting the work that a lot of the urban farmers are doing here in the valley because it is under 2 acres.
Given some of the technology that is emerging and some of the practices that folks like yourself are trying to use now to conserve water, do you think it is as big of an issue now that folks are thinking about how they're using the water and maybe think about ways to try to use less of it to still grow the same kind of stuff they want to grow?
You know, I think the guideline itself kind of plants a seed for water conservation. Listen, we live in a desert. There's 4.4 some million people that live in the Phoenix metropolitan area. We have to either get the food here or we have to grow the food here because we have to feed people. So we either use the water here or use it somewhere else in the globe and ship it. So it's really a trade-off. And the guidelines, it's planting the seeds for us to really get conscious about the water we are using because we need to.
How closely do you pay attention to potential new technologies, new practices, new ways of maybe using water more efficiently or using water differently than how you have in the past?
Well, I like to stay up on that. There are so many things happening now. You know, we live in such a technology-rich research world. You know, I'm not on it every day, but, you know, I pay attention on a monthly basis, especially around the water issue, you know, because we're in the middle of a drought. We have to figure this out.
And have you found, you know, over the past X number of years that you have changed how you do things based on new information or new technology?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I wish I'd have known what I know now 20 years ago. I'd have been doing things a lot differently. Here's what I tell people. You do the best you can with the information that you have right now. And then you go out and learn some more. And when you learn, you get to do better.
Greg Peterson lives on the urban farm in North Central Phoenix.